Good morning. I'm Tiffany Anton from The Biz Foundry, and I have Emily Beauchet in today. Hi, Emily.
Hey.
So you are, I'm going to say breaking news. You have purchased the Borden's Jewelry Historic Building. It's not officially historic yet.
I don't believe so. So we're in the process. Everybody thinks it is, but I don't believe it's on the registry. So that's what we're in the process. I'm working really closely with Cityscape and, you know, city planning and trying to make sure that in the historic district as well, to make sure that that is, I really do want it to be a historic place. It's been around since 1900.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it says on the side of the building.
Literally.
And it's been not just around, because there's a lot of buildings that have been around, I'm sure, for that close to that amount of time. But it has been the jewelry store for that amount of time.
So one building was built. It's two buildings together, which a lot of people don't realize. It's 4,000 square feet almost, which is huge. One part of it is original 1935. So 1935. And then, and I'm like, it has historic hardwood, which really is great because Cookeville Planing Mill, something. They had two warehouses, one in Cookeville, one in Monterey, and it has original hardwood from there that's stamped. So that will stay. We had foundation issues on the other side, but that side was built in the 1960s. So both over 50 years old.
Wow.
Which is a staple for the historic.
Which, you know, is beautiful and pretty, and then, but as a building owner, probably a little bit of a headache so far.
We had a little bit of foundation issues, but not as much as what we planned for. So I planned for a huge, like, total takeout, all the foundation on the left side. We touched a little bit of it, but not as much as I thought. And I'm like, thank you. And my pocketbook is smiling right now.
Yeah. Well, so speaking of, so this kind of all came very quickly for you. So those who don't know, Emily, you are a hairdresser. Is that what you would call yourself? A stylist?
I mean, I don't know. It's very hard just because I don't like putting a lot of labels on me. A lot of it, like, everybody's like, oh, you're a celebrity hair and makeup artist. I'm like, I mean, I do a lot of celebrities. I do country music artists. I've had a lot of very well-known clients, but I put my pants on just like everybody else. If you're just a regular old Joe, and if you're, you know, Nicole Kidman, you get the same treatment from me.
And we talked about it last week, I think, is that you have gone to hair school.
I did.
You know, you've learned some stuff, but you're not like, if I'm going to get my hair cut, I don't really want to go to you. You don't want to cut people's hair.
No. So I'm not an expert hair cutter. And that's like a thing that I always tell people. There are people, and they're like, I grew up the same girl doing my hair from the time, you know, I started from, you know, the time I was in college. And she was expert at layers, color, cut, everything. And she works with me today. And I'm not that person. I would focus mainly in extensions and, you know, highlights. I can do reds, you know, I can do base colors. But if you're coming to me and you want like pink, purple, and blue, or if you're like, you know, your color's black and you want to be a platinum blonde, I'm not your gal.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you that. I'll stay in my lane.
And you do
I do a lot of styling. Basically, I love styles. And that's the thing, too. I tell a lot of people, even if you're in hair school, you don't have to go full on cut and color. Mm-hmm. I do it because I need it to keep me in a more stable environment in my salon. But I also, my main book of business is stylings, weddings, events, you know, award shows. I've done a lot of, you know, music videos, stuff like that.
Well, and you do have a space currently, but it sounds, I mean, I feel like that's never where you're at.
No.
Do you feel like you're not really there very often?
No. So my days are only Tuesday, Thursday there. So I'll only book clients Tuesday, Thursday. And I let my girl June, everybody knows June, but she's there Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And so.
And you do other things. Like you go to people's, you style for events. So you're going
I'm
to
on
people's
the road
houses.
99% of the time.
Yeah.
Like today, somebody called me and was like, can you come do a photo shoot next week? We need you to be in. I think it was on the other side of Franklin. We need to start, you know, glam at 6 a.m. And I'm like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
You know, and so you never know where I'm going to go. And you never know if you're in a field. I've been in a field. I was in a graveyard a couple of weeks ago. And we were shooting a music video in a graveyard.
I thought you were going to say you were working on somebody at a funeral.
Not at the funeral, but we were at the funeral home up in the graveyard. And we were doing a music video. And it was kind of a love story about, you know, Johnny Cash and June Carter. Yeah. And I was just like, oh my goodness. And it turned out beautiful. They aired it a couple of weeks ago. But I was like, oh. Jeez, we're gonna.
I thought you were gonna say you were Jamie Lee Curtis in My Girl. Remember?
Yes. Yes. She down like, in the basement.
Like, yep. Mm-hmm, so that's where I thought you were going with that one. Oh. But no, we're not gonna see Emily working on any dead bodies anytime soon.
And I've always told my
husband, getting a job with Horner Funeral Home.
No. I will definitely not be. What is it? Mortician.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I will say though, my girl June, she does that all the time, and she's like, yeah, and I'm like, June, no. I will say, I've told my husband, I'm like, if I don't have a spray tan and full glam and every jewel I own somewhere on my body, I was like, I'll come back and haunt you. And he's like, noted.
When you get in the ground. Okay, so you are a hairstylist, yep, kind of by trade. And you know, talking about kind of going all around, buying a building, and I guess let's unveil, what is the plan for the Borden's Jewelry building?
So one side of it's going to be a blowout bar. Another side's going to be salon suites.
And for those who have never heard of a blowout bar.
Right. So, and that's a lot of people, especially men. They're like, what? A blowout bar? What? So basically it's geared toward, majority it's women, but you know, men can come in too. But basically it's going to be where women can come in and get a wash and style. And we will range from, you know, any type of like scalp treatment, stuff like that, like that you can add on, versus going into like, you could come in and just get your hair washed and dried and you're out the door. And mm-hmm. it's really geared for the working woman. Like, I want you to be able to not stop your work while you're there. Cause that was a struggle with me, is I had extensions. I hated washing my hair, and it was such an easy task for me to sit there and knock out all my emails. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have 14,000 sitting in my inbox right now. But I wanted it for the working woman. And on the left side, it's going to be salon suites. And so those are just rentable rooms. You can do any type of aesthetics in it, you know, that's in there. But the main drive of the building is going to be the blowout bar.
So what was the driving factor behind this? So it's talking about how you're everywhere all the time. You're, you know, going down to Franklin. You're going to a graveyard. All that kind of stuff doesn't seem conducive to having a huge 4,000 square foot building that's going to anchor you into Cookeville a little bit more.
So I've always had a dream that I wanted to be in. I wanted to bring something back into Cookeville. And with that, I've been looking for a building for probably 3 years. I toyed around it for about a year, and then I was like, I need something. So I've been renting my little, you know, space for probably about 3 years now. And then I decided I'm losing money. I'm losing money, and I just was, you know, I'm giving away all this other work. And I've always wanted a blowout bar. It's never really been the time, the place, or, you know, especially with where it financially is. Like, I mean, I could not purchase a $1 million building. And I was like, I just can't do this. I can't compete. And one day, Borden's went up for auction, and I knew about it, and everybody had been sending it to me, and I just was like, no. And I was like, it's way too expensive, never going to be me. So the day it went on auction, I called my brother, and I said, hey. And mind you, I'm under contract on another building, and we had been pushed out from probate court months. Like, I've been under contract since like August, September. Mm. And I've been keeping it super secret in case something fell through. I'm very superstitious about that. So I really didn't say anything, didn't really even want to talk about it. And then the next thing I know, I was like, okay, hey, I think I might bid on Borden's. And I called him at like 9-ish, and 9:30 rolls around, and I log in, I make an account, and I'm doing hair at this time and like sewing in extensions. And I put in my bid, and we're bidding. And next thing I know, I hand my phone to my brother, and I was like, here, we'll watch it. And he looked at me, and 10 o'clock comes when it closed, but it was a soft close. And so it kept going. And my brother looked at me and was like, I think you got it. And I was like, what? And I really couldn't even like say anything. And I made him go outside and call my husband and tell him I bought the building, because he didn't even know I was bidding on it. I really didn't even know I was going to bid on it. I mean, I just logged on at 9:30, made an account, and by like 9:45, I was putting in a bid.
Yeah.
So needless to say, I have a very supportive husband.
And you're from this area.
I am born and raised.
You're Upper Cumberland girl.
I am.
Cookeville specifically?
I'm born and raised in Cookeville. Yep. I went to Cookeville High School, graduated from there.
But you're younger. You did not dance at the Cotton Eye Joe at the right?
So that was a little like it wasn't. I don't think it was my mom, but it wasn't me. So it was a little in betweeny, you know. But no, not. I was a Rodeo Bob girl.
Okay.
So when you know, that was when it first came. You know, we were in college.
But, so was Dogwood Park by the time you were kind of?
I don't think so. I never.
It was kind of empty.
It was very empty. Like there was nothing. It like Dogwood like wasn't really driven around that time. I graduated from Tech in 2012. Yeah.
Okay. So you get this building, And you had the idea that this is what you wanted to do. You felt yep. like there was a need for a blow up bar here right. in town. And then what? Like, I mean, did you feel like there was this huge weight on you, or did you feel like
once I bought it?
Yeah. Or it's just like the things started spilling going so fast you didn't.
It's probably a lot of, you know, a lot of people probably think it's like psychotic, you know, that you just buy this building on a whim. And not that I bought it on a whim. I called my real estate agent, Sabrina Brazel. She's been great throughout this whole process. And she's handled a lot of stuff for me behind closed doors that I'm like, you know, I've not been able to, I wouldn't make it through it without her. And I'd been wanting a building. And everything was on like a silver platter for us on the other building. And then it got pushed to probate court and got pushed and pushed. And we were going to be pushed out till like March. I called her and I was like, can I do this? And she was like, yes, yes. And I said, should I do this? Like, tell me, should I do this? And she was like, yes, you should. And I was like, okay. And so I sat there and I prayed about it. And I was like, if this is meant for me and this is, you know, a path for me that I should be on, then this will happen. If not, I'll walk away and it'll be okay.
Well, and it's always easy for friends to say, yeah, you should do it. It's not their money. It's yeah. not their, you know, sweat yeah. equity they're putting into
something. $600,000 later. Yeah. And you're like, oh, yeah. And it was an auction. So nobody really knew. But I mean, when I logged on, it was like $350,000. I was like, and you don't know how many people I've been offered well over $1 million for this building now. And I'm like, no, I'm not giving it away now. I've worked so daggum hard and I've got a heart of Cook or a piece of like the heart of Cookeville.
Yeah.
I'm not giving it away now. Like we done in demo. Like, so.
And you've made your big announcement.
I know. I'm like, this is in my family until, you know, my son or my grandkids decide that this isn't for them. And I'll just come back and haunt them at that point.
Well, and you're leaning into the jewelry theme, mm-hmm. Poppy and Pearl.
It's crazy because I've had that business since 2021. And, you know, and now I bought something that does have, you know, and it's crazy because Poppy and Pearl is just, everybody's like, how did you get that name? And I'm like, well, my grandpa's name was, his nickname was Popcorn. So I took Poppy from Popcorn. And then Pearl, my great grandma's name was Pearly. And I took Pearl from that.
Wow.
And I always said, if I have twin girls, they'll be named Poppy and Pearl. Yeah. And then, you know, now I'm here and I've got this building. And so I've just kind of slapped that on there. And I'm like, well, now you have a name with a place.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Tiffany Anton from the Biz Foundry, and I'm Emily Beauchet in with Poppy and Pearl. You've bought the new Borden Jewelry Building. And so has this been, you've kind of talked about the last few years wanting to buy a building. You're a Cookeville girl. Did you think you were going to own your own business? What was, you know, 10-year-old Emily, what were you thinking? Were you the, you know, doing kids' hair on the playground?
Or? No, I've never. I was never that girl. And you'll talk to a lot of girls that went into hair school and they're like, oh yeah, me and my friends, I used to do my friend's hair all the time. And I used to dye their hair. And in hair school, we did everybody's hair. And I'm like, I've not touched mine. I let my best friend, who was in hair school one time, touch my hair. And I was like, my mom cried because she took me from a redhead. And I'm a natural redhead. She took me from a redhead to a blonde. Almost, you know, pretty good blonde. And my mom was like, what did you do? And I was like, I don't know. But she was in hair school and she didn't know what she was doing either. And so we were just having fun. And I never did that. I was never that girl. I came up playing softball, was very athletic. I went to college on a softball scholarship and academic scholarship. And I graduated from Tech and with a biochemistry degree. Like, this is totally two separate ways. And so I actually had my dream job through COVID. I was in sales. And I had a really tragic event happen to me. I was in a car wreck where the lady that got hit head on, she passed away in my arms. And it was a week before my wedding, super tragic. And I went through a lot of emotions I'd never went through before. And it was, that happened. Then the next week I got married. And then that was on a Saturday. And then I flew off to Boston to train for my new dream job on, you know, Monday. So for me, I was just kind of in autopilot and I did very well at that job, in my dream job, and I loved it. I was sales and I was in dental sales. And so I got flown everywhere. I had, you know, all the things sales does. And then I just was miserable. I became so miserable, and I'm not a quitter, was never raised a quitter. You know, that's one thing my parents instilled in me. You might not like this sport that you picked, but you're going to finish the season.
Yeah.
And I did. And you know, God shut a door for me. I would have never quit that job, and He did. And
COVID
came in. I got laid off, and I was like, "Well, what am I going to do?" And I went to hair school. One of my friends was like, you should go to hair school. And I was like, okay. And I did. And I went to hair school and I started styling through COVID. And I did, I believe it's 57 events through COVID of like weddings, baby showers, bridal showers, anything and everything I could do, I did just because I wanted to work. It was a very uncertain time. My husband worked for UPS, and so he was gone working, but I was like, I want to bring in income too. So I started working and I started styling. And that's my huge forte with styling. So, you know, never something that I thought about doing.
But you did go and get officially trained.
I did. I'm a full cosmetologist. So I could do hair, nails, aesthetics, anything.
And I'm sure, so, you know, you go to tech and get a degree mm-hmm. in, what was it?
So I have a biochemistry degree. I really just wanted to graduate college early. So I took higher level chemistry classes to get out early. And that in turn gave me more chemistry than my like biology side. And I wanted to be a PA. Like I worked in open heart surgery at Cookeville Regional.
Okay. So you have these. And I'm trying to say this in the best way possible, just because I know the general like kind of consensus sometimes is that you have a bachelor's degree mm-hmm. and then you call mom and dad and say, I'm going to go to hair school.
Oh, yeah.
And how did
they're that... like, are you having a midlife crisis? Yeah. Like you have a really good degree. Like, are you, I wanted to go to PA school and you know, my mom had some really bad, really serious health things that happened to her. And so I stayed home to help take care of her. During that time, I was working at SunTrust at the call center. And this was right after I'd worked in open heart surgery. And one of the surgeons was like, you know, why don't she had a healthcare store. Like she ran a whole like durable medical equipment company and in the Caribbean. And she was like, just come visit. And I was like, no. And I did. And I traveled by myself out there. I was 23 years old and I traveled out there and I signed a 1-year contract and I worked and lived in St. Martin for 2 years. And I think if my parents didn't think I was crazy, then they sure thought I was crazy when I came back. And, you know, and then I was like, oh, I'm going to go to hair school.
Well, and I think that so often if you don't, I hope my prayer is that we are switching. We are changing from this. The only way to make it in the world is to get a 4-year degree.
Right.
And that's the only people who have value. I really, truly hope that we're changing that narrative because that's by far. I mean, I work in entrepreneurship, so clearly,
for sure.
No
my husband works for UBS. You don't have to have a degree to deliver your Amazon packages,
right?
But he makes really good money, and that's a staple too. Just to you know, be able to know that, and that's something I want to. I don't use my biochemistry degree at all.
I'm just paying for it.
So, yeah. You know, I think that's a hard thing. And being in this, you know, I have one son. I want to have more kids. And, you know, and I lived overseas for 2 years. I grew up very quickly over there because, you know, it was just me. She actually went back and worked at the Mayo Clinic. So I was running a company and, you know, we only serviced 2 islands at the time I got there. By the time I left, we were servicing almost 12. Mm-hmm. And I was playing softball there and traveling the islands with the softball team, you know, and living it up, right? But that's not a lot of people do that. And that's okay. But if there's one thing I could tell my, you know, younger self or younger people that are trying to figure it out, it's you don't know what you really want to do until you get into your 30s. You know, mm-hmm. I'm 34 and I'm like, I don't even know if I'm on the right path. I think I'm in like my ducks are in the same pond. They're not in a row, but at least they're in the same pond now. But mm-hmm. when I was in my 20s, like those ducks were scattered across many ponds.
And I think that that's okay. But
truly,
society kind of tells you it's not.
You got to go to work 8 to 5. You got to put your 2 weeks, you know, in for your vacation and you mm-hmm. got to contribute to your 401k. And mm-hmm. when I went to hair school, I think you know, my dad was a fire chief and my mom was a manager of Upper Cumberland Electric. And I was like, I want to go to hair school. And they were like, wait, baby, like, let's talk about this. And I was like, I've done it. Like, I'm doing it. And they, you know, now I'm the first person in my, you know, family that has really taken a huge risk to go out and do something. And yes, believe me, everybody was like, oh, did she get fired? Like, you know, is this her last resort? And I'm like, I'm just trying to make something of myself. And I never want my kids or, you know, I'm very close with my niece and I would never want them to think that like you have to go to college to be successful. And I think we're getting away from that.
Well, and so you said you had your dream job and mm-hmm. you were really great in sales and you really liked it. And now you're working with people in a different way, mm-hmm. and you know, for their big events or big holidays or special occasions. And so how is that different from what you were doing?
I think that for one in the Caribbean, I was very much like it was acts of service because I was delivering, you know, quality products that they would have never got through any other company. And, you know, I know I was put on this earth to, you know, to provide services. You know, I am a helper at heart. And, you know, knowing that these women can come in and I make them feel something about themselves that maybe they've never felt before. Mm-hmm. And I'm bringing out qualities about them, and even with hair and makeup, that they never probably sought in themselves before walking through my door. And knowing that, you know, that type of relationship is, you know, it's magical, truly. Like, we're delivering these things of, like, women that, you know, postpartum. I remember when I had my son, and, you know, I was just, I'm in this industry, so I don't pamper myself a lot. But I remember I went and I was like, I just need a day. And I went and, you know, getting my nails done is for my job because I'm in videos, I'm doing extensions, all these. Like, this isn't a luxury for me. But having my hair done, you know, that was a luxury because I really didn't let a lot of people touch my hair.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Tiffany Anton from The Biz Foundry. I have Emily Beauchet from Poppy and Pearl in. We were talking earlier about how you purchased the Borden Jewelry Building. And you are not a general contractor at the moment, are you?
No, so we're in the process.
Yeah. Yep. But that has been, I mean, again, all the twists and turns of your life.
Yep.
Probably not on your bingo card.
Yeah.
To get your general contractor's license.
Yeah, no.
You know, buying a building, one thing, renovating a building, a whole nother thing,
uh-huh.
all the, you know, permits and permissions
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff. How's that learning curve been for you in the past month or so?
Oh, it's been incredibly hard, but you know what? I've always been one to say, like, I would rather go through the thick of it. So when I'm going through the good parts, I'm like, okay, I know how to handle this,
yeah.
you know, and we just finished a spec house that we've just sold. And, you know, me and my brother have a contracting company, and he has an excavation business with it. And it's, you know, B&B property is what we have. And we are doing all the renovations for Borden. So we're working, you know, with a contractor right now, but eventually I'll take that over. And so one of the things too that, you know, we've learned is just how to even assess it and even look at things from a different, like, we're, you know, we're young, we're in this business and we're trying to learn, and, you know, we're leaning on so many different people for what we're doing, you know, the concrete, the foundation, and even knowing what to look at, you know. And my brother's 21 and he's like right there with me. Like,
oh, he's a baby.
Oh, he's a baby. So he started his excavation business at 17, and now we're into,
oh yeah.
And now, I mean, he has a lot of equipment. I'm like, you're in a lot of debt.
Wow. Yeah. So debt's it's not something your family fears.
No. I mean, no, especially not. I mean, that's one thing I admire so much about him is he will take the plunge, and he asks for forgiveness later. Like,
yeah.
He's not an ask for permission type of guy, but he's very, you know, he has taught me to really push those bounds. And I think that's where I got, you know, into this place of with him and, you know, my husband. They're a really good team. They really keep me grounded, and I wouldn't be able to do this without them. Like, you can't really buy, you know, almost a 700,000 piece of property and your husband be like, all right, let's
yeah.
do this, you
yeah.
know?
So how are you using the fact that it's the you know, this historic Borden's Jewelry Building for over 50 years, how are you using that into kind of the branding? Or, and you've talked about kind of paying homage to, you know, the building itself.
So I actually met Miss Faye, you know, the previous owner, you know, and I believe it was her husband's grandpa that started Borden's. But, you know, Miss Faye is, you know, the lasting heir, and she has been incredible to, you know, partner up with this and even, you know, walk through this journey with me. And she's been incredibly nice and sweet to me about, you know, she's giving a part of her heart away, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'm so grateful and thankful that, you know, I was the one that was able to, you know, inherit that. And just to go through, like, they've had so much jewelry flow through this place, right? And so to have Poppy and Pearl in there is just kind of like, we really intertwine. And we were in there the other day, and I, you know, she was telling me all the things, and you just feel the nostalgia of the building. Like, when you walk in there, like, you really feel something. Like, it has history. And I told her, I looked her dead in the eyes, and I was like, I'm not going to demolish this. Like, mm-hmm. This will always be Borden Jewelry.
How are you trying to take some elements from that into, because you really have this, you know, you want it to feel like a spa-like experience
for sure.
For luxury. Women coming in.
Right.
Right. So how are you kind of marrying both your vision and the original vision together?
So they sold premium jewelry, right? And they were the, if I'm not mistaken, back in the day, you know, Miss Faye told me that like you would go in and like they were one of the only people to have like the fine china, the silver, you know, the people bought their engagement rings.
Can you
there. Think,
can you imagine now in this day buying a china set at the place where you buy your engagement
right.
ring?
Right.
That's just not a thing anymore.
I have wedding registries of people that I know that yeah. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is your mom.
Yeah.
One of my best, it really truly is crazy. And if there wasn't a more staple of, you know, meant to be, one of my best friends, childhood best friends too, who I rent my building from now, her dad, I went down the stairs the other day and I was taking her down there to show her the building. And, you know, we were just walking downstairs and I was like, look at this newspaper. It was like from 1970s. And like you open it up and one of the newspapers was like, you know, perm, get your perm here today for $8. And I was like, oh my goodness. Like just to, you know, to see those things. And we turn around and look and her dad has wrote his name on these stairs when he was like 8, like very young.
Yeah.
And, you know, and her grandma worked, you know, for Mr. Jackie for like 30 years, you know, and before she went and opened up Laverne and Janet's. And, you know, just to know that like that special piece is in there, like you can tell it's a kid's writing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she got super emotional about it. Yeah. And she was like, I have cold chills. And she was like, you are meant to be in this building. And I was like, there's so many things that if I ever had doubt, like it just like it that building just wipes it, you know, and it's like, you're meant to be here. And I want luxury. And that was what that building was. It was luxury. It was premium luxury.
Yeah.
And that's how I want to bring this in. You know, I want even the suites, which are, you know, a lot of people in this business, you know, it's basic. You pay for, you know, you just pay for a place. And, you know, now I want people to come in and they're like, oh my goodness, like I am paying for luxury. Like I want you to think that, you know, Elvis Presley and the Cosmopolitan of Vegas had a baby.
Nice.
And that's what I want. And
so tell me a little bit more about the suites concept and how that's going to look and what do you think is going to be, you know, what kind of vendors you're looking or service providers mm-hmm. you're looking to get in there.
So anybody that could literally, I tell anybody that can be in there that's, you know, not going to get, you know, any type of like premium luxury, like whether it's hair, whether it's brows, tiny tats, any aesthetics.
Doing nails. Is that still looking?
It's still on there. We just have to look at the ventilation system of the previous. So it's not off the table. We can still do nails. It's just we have to figure out the ventilation system because you have to have a certain type of ventilation system with nails, which it's not, you know, off the table. But we just want to make sure, I want to make sure everybody's safe and nobody's like, you know, breathing in acrylic all day.
Is that something that when you go to cosmetology school, do they anticipate that you may be a business owner? Do they teach you business skills?
No. And that's probably one of the hardest things was I did a apprenticeship program, which in a lot of the schools now are offering that. And it is very enticing because you go for like your first, you know, I don't even know how many hours I did, but you go for the first half of your hours in school. But my school was, you know, predominantly Spanish speaking. Mm-hmm. So when I went, I didn't even really know what was going on. And then, you know, I went and took my book test and then, I passed it. And then you have to go back. So for the other, you know, how many ever half of hours, I was in the salon. But I was in a salon that only taught me what she was doing. And that's totally fine. But I realized very quickly I wanted to eventually be a business owner and I wanted to do different things and I wanted to style. I did all the extensions and all the styles and every customer would come back and want like, oh, Emily, will you blow out my hair? We didn't offer blowouts. It wasn't that type of salon.
Mm-hmm.
And I started noticing that we don't have that. And I mean, you're paying for a hair appointment with extensions and I'm downtown Nashville. And, you know, you're paying for, you know, your appointment could be anywhere from, you know, $250 to $3,000. But yet we couldn't give you a blowout down, you know, the road because we don't have room.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, how does that look for your customer? And so we started noticing this and I was just like, you know, I want something different. I want something to where you could do that, but you also, you know, it's not taking clients from other stylists. I'm servicing your clients on an in-between because a lot of stylists are fully booked. They're not going to come off their books to do a blowout. Maybe, you know, they might because I do that for some of my clients now. But a lot of the times I'm servicing other stylist clients because they don't have that room.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it just doesn't make sense for their books.
And how many suites are you planning on having in the space?
Hopefully 10.
10 sweets. So 10 different variety of
anything you want to put in there.
Different types of vendor people, you know, in there.
Right.
What do you think, what do you hope that your customers, clients will get out of the experience of coming to Poppy and Pearl?
One of the things that I want you to do is I want you to feel like you are paying for a luxury experience. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of times when even my, and this is personally speaking, when I've went to, you know, other blowout bars or other places, even like the Cosmopolitan in Vegas has a dry bar in there. And it's like, I feel like I'm rushed through like cattle sometimes, especially when they're on events and stuff. And I want you to feel like you are the star of the show. Like if you want to come in there and get your blowout, or you want to get your style, or like tonight is Cookville Lifestyle premiere party. And, you know, if you wanted to book your hair, makeup and style and you leave there and go right over, go home and change and come back, like you have that opportunity, because I don't feel like, excuse me, I don't feel like Cookville has, that is something that we're missing, is a premier place for you to come in and have like a glam session.
Yeah.
And I want girls, that was something too, is I didn't have a spot. I came and rented from some of the salons and they were very gracious to me. And I'm very grateful that they allowed me to do that. But I didn't need to be in there every day.
Well, and think about just like a prom, getting ready for prom and being able to do everything in one place. And it's going to be a big, spacious enough place that a couple girls, you know, you can grab you can some of your best friends
and you're gonna all be in there together.
Yeah, and I'll do that together. It's definitely a newer concept to this area. And so it's definitely gonna be something where you're gonna have to teach kind of people what this concept is and what's going on. How can people connect and follow along with you on this journey?
So I am Bougie Braids on social media, and then Poppy and Pearl, it's Styled by Poppy and Pearl on social media as well.
Styled by Poppy and Pearl on Instagram
and Facebook, right? And so that is more of, once we start ramping up, we should be, my suite should be done in about a month. And then my...
Do you think you'll have customers in the door
I'll
in
have
a month?
The suites will be done in a month. That is what our timeline is. And then we will work on the blowout bar on the other side. And that should be done in about 2 months. And so we'll have the blowout bar. There'll also
be... So by
be,
summer, you'll be in full swing.
For sure. I hope to have prom in there.
Wow.
Like I've already told some of my prom, well, and that's the thing too, is like I don't book anymore really for, I've came off my books for wedding and prom, because, you know, and I share the space with, you know, one of my glam girls, and you know, she comes in there and we work side by side, and I'm like, that's not something like an experience that I want everybody to feel like they're right now, you know, sitting on someone else's lap. So I want to provide a space where you can feel, you know, confident to have, like, you can do these things, and you are, it is spacious, and you feel like, you know, if your girls are in there and y'all are all together, we can have something that you can feel your best when you leave there. But also, if you are a person that wants to be a stylist and you want to come in and you just need to rent for a couple hours, or you just need to rent, you know, for your makeup artist and you only want to rent for a day, I want those opportunities, because we don't have those.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Emily. I wish you the best of luck. I cannot believe that it's going to be around the corner and you're going to be having customers in there. I'm so excited. Follow Poppy and Pearl along the way to see, you know, when they're opening, and check out what they've done to the building. And I'm so excited for you, Emily.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.